This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Our guest on today's This Week in America, Leonard Heflick, says age is only a number, often a state of mind, an artificial barrier we must break through. He's the author of Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Healthy, Vibrant Years, a book about living a longer, healthier life regardless of your current age. He addresses what he calls the misinformation and lack of information that has caused the largest disease epidemic in history. And if we don't change, he says, well, we'll end up with diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and cancer. But it's not inevitable. Leonard is a visionary leader with over 40 years in working in the food industry as a food scientist, product developer, plant manager, and food safety expert. He's next on today's This Week in America.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's not inevitable that we will end up with diabetes, hyperextension, heart disease, and cancer. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Leonard Heflick, says there are simple, sustainable steps that we can take now to improve our health today and allow us to live as long as we dare. In fact, that's the name of his book, Live As Long As You Dare. Leonard is a visionary, a 40-year-plus career in the food industry as a food scientist, product developer, plant manager, and food safety expert. He's an innovator and problem solver, known for his ability to collect the pieces of a complex, intractable puzzle and put them together. Leonard's book is about living a longer, healthier life regardless of your current age. He says it's time to correct the misinformation and fill in the missing information on health and nutrition. Leonard Heflick, author of Live As Long As You Dare, with us on This Week in America. Leonard, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Excellent, Rick. Thank you.
It is such an important book, and let's just start off, as I mentioned in the beginning, so many people feel that aging health-related issues are inevitable. It's just part of the process, and you start off by saying they're not inevitable. We really need to change our mindset, don't we?
We need to change our mindset from an expectation that age means getting old. Age is inevitable. We all age one day, every day. That's not going to stop. But what doesn't have to happen is getting old. Getting old is often a result of an attitude or an expectation. We expect to get old. We expect that when you're 70, you're not supposed to be able to walk up and down stairs like we used to. We can't hike the way we used to. We can't do the things we used to. We don't feel the way we used to. We don't dress the way we used to. So we start to act and look old. And there's no need to do that. That's a matter of an expectation. We can change that. And there's lots of little steps we can take to re- to either slow that down, reverse it, or stop it. And that's what we got to try and do.
And you lay out those steps for us in the book, Live As Long As You Dare. The book's available at Leonard's website, which is innovationforsuccessllc.com. You can link on directly to Leonard's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, you remind us that age is only a number. In fact, it's often a state of mind. Talk about that, because for some of us, that's sort of a barrier. Again, we go back to the fact that this is how I'm supposed to feel at 70 years old.
It's an expectation that this is normal. In other words, we go to our doctor, and whether it's our blood glucose control or our blood pressure or our body weight, we go to the doctor and he tests our blood, or she tests our blood, and they find out we have a fasting glucose of 118, which is typically where I used to be. And they don't say anything about that. They just say, oh, that's normal for your age if you're 65 or 70. The fact is, when you were in your 20s, that blood glucose number was more like 95. Well, what's changed? Well, what's happened is progressively the capacity to control glucose in our body has deteriorated. And that's happened for a lot of reasons. We've let it happen due to our lifestyle, our diet, our activity level, and so on, and many other things that we've done. But it is not inevitable, and it's not irreversible. We can stop it, and we need to stop it if we don't want to end up at age 70 or some other age actually having diabetes, where we now need to go on drugs. And unfortunately, that's the way our medical system typically works. It waits until we are have the clinical disease state, and then we have to take a drug to prevent any further damage and to control it. Well, I think, we need to stop that. We need to change our mindset and say, well, wait a second, what can I do when I'm 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever? I don't have diabetes. I'm not diabetic. I may be on the path to it. In fact, all Americans or all people on a Western diet, unless you're very lucky and have a great gene that doesn't allow it, and that's a rare percentage of the population, but most of us are on the path to becoming diabetic, hypertensive, which means high blood pressure, and obese. And those are the three biggest risks to us living a longer, healthier, vibrant life.
It's interesting. As you were putting this book together, I think you were 65, maybe still be, as you were writing the book, you realized you had some health issues you really weren't aware of. So this book, in the research that you were putting into it, really turned your life around to an extent, didn't it?
It did. I started writing this book about 20 years ago, believe it or not.
Oh.
And it came to me the realization that there's so much misinformation and so much lack of information. I'm a career professional in the food industry, so I'm a food scientist, chemist by training. And I, as you pointed out in the introduction, I love big, intractable problems. And I treat them as a puzzle. And this one certainly has a puzzle-like nature to it, meaning there's lots of pieces to it. A lot of the pieces don't fit. Some of the pieces are missing. And I had to dig and go find a lot of the pieces that were missing. And to my surprise, a lot of the information that I needed was already out there. Google Scholar is a fantastic resource, and there are lots of books, many of them very expensive. But the point is, the studies in many cases have been done, but we just don't know about them. So that appalled me as a professional in the industry. I didn't know. I should know. I don't understand why. But worse than that, the doctors I talk to, my friends and family members who are diabetic or hypertensive, and I talk to them and ask them about these issues, and they don't know anything about these opportunities, these little steps that you can take to either slow down, stop, or actually reverse your progression towards diabetes and hypertension. It's possible.
We're talking about the book, Live As Long As You Dare. Leonard Heflick, our guest on the program. The website is innovationforsuccessllc.com. You can link on that to that website directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, with the issues that you discovered, you were on your way to becoming diabetic, hyperextensive. You didn't know it, and your doctor never warned you about it. And I'm thinking back, so often we hear that, where these changes, I don't know whether it's the doctor thinking this, again, it's inevitable, it's part of aging, or he never caught it in your case, did he?
No, they didn't catch it, but I think that's the issue. They think it's normal.
Yes.
Whereas I am, for my age, at 65, that's not unusual. It's fairly normal. The problem is, it's not inevitable, and it's not necessary. And if I do wait another 5 years or 10 years, my condition would continue to progress, and at some point I would, you know, cross that threshold of 126 milligrams per deciliter blood glucose, and at that point I'm clinically diabetic, and my doctor probably is going to recommend a drug. And that's what I talk about in the book, is we don't want to go there. You know, there's lots of places we want to go as we get older, but there's lots of places we don't want to go. And one of the places we don't want to go is losing our physical capability, losing our mental capability, and going on drugs. We don't want to go there. So let's turn that around and let's go someplace we want to go. We want to go to a place where our physical and mental capabilities are as sharp as they are today, or even sharper. Why do we have to put up with a progressive decline? Why don't we actually make it so that our capacity is improved? Can we do that? We don't think about it, but the answer is yes. We can actually be better, stronger, faster, smarter, all those things 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now than we are today. I asked two very important questions in the book that I think are fundamental to this. One of them is, if you knew that you were going to live for another 50 years, would you live your life differently today? And, you know, if you're 70 or 50 or 65, as in my case, that's a game-changing question, because I'm not thinking at the moment about living another 50 years. My horizon, you know, 80, 90 years old, so I got another 20 years. No, wait a second. Let's change that horizon. What if I had a 50-year horizon, or even longer? Because what we have to remember is there are technologies that are coming down the pike right now that are already starting to have an impact on aging. In 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, the rapid advance of technology is going to be mind-boggling. We want to be in good enough condition 10 years from now, 20 years from now, to take advantage of that. Because at some point in the very near future, the technology will come down the pike that is capable of slowing, stopping, or reversing aging.
You talk about one of the goals, maybe the main goal in the book, Live As Long As You Dare, is get off the death spiral. I found that interesting, the death spiral. So many of us may find ourselves on it and not even realize that we're on the spiral.
I think we're all on it, and it's subconscious in many ways, or even expected, meaning our culture is a culture of death. In other words, we expect to die. In fact, in many cases, we want to die. And I don't deny that. I don't want to live forever either. But I do want to live as long as I can, or as long as I want to. And I want to live a quality life as long as I am alive. So that's a different mindset. So we have to get off that death spiral where we expect that we will not be as capable physically or mentally tomorrow as we are today, or 5 years from now as we are today. We don't need to do that. That is the natural progression, and so many people I talk to, in fact, just about everybody, when I ask them about, you know, about their physical capabilities, their ability to walk, go up and down stairs, run, skip, oh, I can't do that anymore. Why can't you do that anymore? Why can't you walk up and down stairs anymore? I used to be able to do it 5 years ago. Why can't you do it today? Well, the answer is they get used to that as being part of the normal aging process, and then they don't try to do anything to reverse it. And they don't think about that. My own mother is in this case, and I've been talking to her a lot about this, and I've got her convinced now. And I say, Ma, you can go up and down the stairs 3 times, right? Yes, I can do it 3 times. Good. Do it 3 times this week, every day. Next week, do it 4. Next month, do it 5. 2 months from that, do it 6. In a year, you'll be going up and down the stairs 25, 30 times. Can't do that today, but there's no reason to expect in a year that you couldn't do it. As opposed to, today she can go up and down the stairs 3 times. In a year, she'll be able to do it twice. In 5 years, maybe she won't be able to go up and down the stairs at all. Why get on that path? Let's get off that spiral, and let's reverse it and turn it around and make it a progressive spiral, but in the other direction, to improving capability, improving ability. That's where we want to go.
It's an important book, Live As Long As You Dare, by Leonard W. Heflich, and that's H-E-F-L-I-C-H, if you're looking it up. His website is innovationforsuccessllc.com. Again, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on direct to that. Time is going by so quickly. It's interesting, you mentioned the launching pad for the journey is life extension. Talk about exactly what is life extension, because this is where it all starts.
It all started for me a year ago. I've been running this book for a long time, but I didn't have a context in which to frame it. That's what was missing for me. And a year ago, I attended a conference in San Diego called RAAD Fest, R-A-A-D Fest. And the RAAD stands for Revolution Against Aging and Death. And that's a pretty radical title. Anyway, this is a group of people who have been meeting now for many decades, and they're starting to get some traction because the technology is supporting them, and they've been driving it. But they're getting people's attention now because people are starting to wake up and realize, wait a second, this is an important message. I don't have to get old if I don't want to or act old. There are things I can do to change that. And this meeting is all about that. And the technology, the products, the attitude, you know, it's a lot of like-minded people who come together every year to talk about this. And I went to this meeting last year at the recommendation of my doctor, believe it or not. And he was absolutely right. This is a game changer. And it gave me a context within which to frame this book, which is not only are we trying to prevent ourselves from becoming diabetic, obese, and hypertensive, having high blood pressure. Those are great. We need to do those things if we're going to live longer and healthier, but we have to also have a great attitude. In other words, we have to have that long-term vision and perspective, thinking that, you know, there's a possibility, a probability, and ability for us to live longer and healthier if we want to, if we dare to. And if we don't dare to do it, it won't happen. So we have to dare. We have to think about, you know, those little steps we can take, lots of little steps that we can change in our lifestyle. In the book, I point out that this is not about dieting, for example, where we go on a diet for a month or 3 months and we, you know, shed 10 pounds and then we go back to our normal habits and we gain those back.
Exactly.
No, that's not it. This is a long-term change. This is a lifestyle. We're going to make changes that are going to last for the rest of our lives and improve our lives as long as we want to live.
In the book, Live As Long As You Dare, it's a special edition for RAAD Fest for 2018 that, by the way, going on in San Diego, September 20th through September 23rd, the largest event in the world presenting cutting-edge methods to reverse aging. A couple minutes left in the program, and it's interesting you talk about this is more than just a diet, and you've got information in there on how we can eat better. You've even got a great recipe for high-fiber chocolate chip cookies. So at the end, it's like, okay, this is good. I don't have to give up everything. This is still going to work out okay. But you talk about the importance of purpose play. You mentioned attitude. Be nice to yourself. Talk about that aspect of it. So often we neglect that, I think.
Well, yeah, we're a complex organism, and we fail to recognize how complex and wonderful and what a miracle we are. And, you know, we get aches and pains, and we don't listen to our body. We ignore it. There's a lot of wisdom, a lot of intelligence, actually, in our body. And when our body gives us signals like pain, we need to pay attention because there's meaning in it, and there are steps we should be taking either to reverse that or at least prevent it. Maybe we need to avoid that activity or find some other activity that doesn't cause the same problem. But we can't stop. We can't let pain stop us. We have to find other ways around it and then, you know, learn what caused the pain and then, of course, don't do that anymore. But, yeah, there's a lot of intelligence in our bodies, and we need to love ourselves and take care of ourselves and recognize that taking care of yourself is not so simple. It's not like going to the doctor once a year and having a health checkup. That's great. Do that. But we need to go much further than that. All of us are different. Every body is different. And the things that work well for me may not work so well for you. But each of us needs to learn our body and pay attention to our body and understand what it takes to keep us healthy and improve our capabilities so that we don't deteriorate, we don't decline. Get off of that death decline, that death spiral, and reverse it and let's go the other way. And that's what we got to do.
The book we're talking about, Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Healthy, Vibrant Years. Leonard Heflich has been our guest on the program, the author of the book. That's H-E-F-L-I-C-H. The website for information on Leonard and the book, innovationforsuccessllc.com. Information on the website, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Talking youth sports and head injuries with Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist based in Charleston, South Carolina. Dr. Geyer holds board certification from the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery and Orthopedic Surgery, as well as subspecialty in orthopedic sports medicine. His passion, sharing sports medicine and wellness information in easy-to-understand language for athletes, for parents, coaches, other healthcare providers. His critically acclaimed blog at drdavidgeyer.com and his weekly sports medicine podcast, go-to resources for athletes young and old. Dr. Geyer is the author of That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. Dr. David Geyer back with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome back. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Always love doing it.
Well, thank you. It's great to have you with us. We have excellent information here, and you can find much more at the website, drdavidgeyer.com. Talking today about the long-term risk of brain injury in sports and what parents should know. Let's start with the very basic long-term risk. What are some of the long-term risks, and what can we do to spot it?
I think the challenge, and I think one of the take-home messages for parents about this, and we've talked in a previous show about outright concussions, the blows that cause you to be dizzy or have blurry vision or have headaches, and those are worrisome, as we talked about. But I think that what parents and athletes need to understand is what we think the long-term risk is a little bit from concussion, but I think the bigger risk, and we're hearing it with the CTE that we can talk about, are these repetitive subconcussive blows. In football, it's the offensive and defensive linemen colliding at the beginning of every play. In soccer, it's potentially heading the ball over and over and over again. That's where we think the real risk comes from. These blows that aren't big enough to cause a concussion but build up over time, that's what we think leads to some of these long-term changes, brain atrophy and the memory loss and the emotional changes and all of that we've heard about with the former NFL players. And I think that's what we really have to recognize could be the culprit.
And you talk on the website about behavioral changes. So often we're looking for physical signs. He seems to be acting okay. From a behavioral standpoint, what should we look for? Do we see personality changes? Is that one of the signs of possibly long-term risk?
It's a great question because you're right. You can't look at somebody and really tell that there's anything wrong. And that's one of the things that frustrates a lot of athletes that are going through this is that they look fine and their teammates don't understand why they're not playing. But I think that it's so important for parents, for teammates, for coaches to look for subtle changes. It could be a normally even-keeled young athlete who's all of a sudden angry a lot more, or you know, a normally really extroverted, outgoing, you know, fun-loving, you know, boy or girl, you know, even young man or woman, that all of a sudden is more withdrawn and not, you know, seems shy or seems reserved, not so talkative now, or somebody that's normally really happy seems a lot more sad and detached. Those types of things are things that I would look for because we know that concussions and other long-term brain injury in sports, there's a fairly significant suicide risk. So if you can identify some of these behavioral changes, these emotional changes early, get appropriate help, I think you can, you know, not just help, you know, the health of these athletes, but potentially save their lives.
Dr. David Geyer with us on This Week in America. His website is drdavidgeyer.com. A wealth of information there. And that's something you're talking about that a coach may sense, an assistant coach may sense, but certainly that seems like parents really need to watch for that because they see their kids basically 24 hours a day and they can pick up even subtle changes.
Yeah, I think that this is a tough one sometimes for physicians who don't know the athletes. You know, a lot of times the athletic trainers and the doctors that work with those teams can see a change. But you're right, the people that are really going to notice it, but you have to look for it again, yes, are the parents, are the friends and the teammates. And I think that's where you really have to be paying attention. And I think that's where communication, especially between the parents and the kid and the athletes, is critically important. Not focusing so much on winning and why you didn't play so well or why the team didn't play so well, but just ask how it's going and creating a dialogue so that hopefully they open up and tell you, hey, they're not feeling well, or you may notice something just not being the same. And again, if this is a recognition issue, if we recognize this and then get appropriate treatment, we can prevent most of the long-term issues.
Great information. You will find much more at Dr. David Geyer's website, drdavidgeyer, GEIER.com. You can click on directly by going to our website, This Week in America, and his excellent book, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever. Dr. Geyer, thank you for being with us on the program. We'll be back future program talking about more youth sport issues. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton, and join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.